A Season of Angels by Debbie Macomber. The manger was empty. Leah Lundberg walked past the nativity scene Providence Hospital put out every year, stopped, and stared. The north wind cut through her like a boning knife as Leah studied the ramshackle stable, her heart heavy, her life more so. The blue of Mary's gown had long since faded, she noted. Joseph, leaning heavily against his staff, was slightly off balance and looked as if he'd topple in a stiff wind. It was a small wonder the structure remained upright with the weight of the angel, yellow now instead of golden, nailed to the top. Triumphantly, she blew her chipped horn, proclaiming the glorious news of the Savior's birth. The hospital had reconstructed the Christmas scene every Advent for the last 50 years, long before Leah was born, long before she realized an entire lifetime of tears could be stored within a single tattered soul. It was ironic that a woman who toiled as a nurse day after day on a maternity ward would be childless herself. Her work with laboring mothers was her gift, they said, her special talent. For whatever reason, Leah had been granted the touch, a gentle hand, and a sympathetic heart. Birthing mothers claimed she was inspiring, encouraging, and supportive. She had heard it all before, countless times, the praise, the gratitude. What most of Leah's patients didn't know was that she, who was an expert at labor and delivery, had never given birth herself. Her patients left the hospital with their arms and their lives full. Each afternoon, Leah walked out of Providence alone and empty. Tears crowded her eyes and spilled unheeded down her cheeks.